We're in Simen Reish Chaf Hei. We're in the middle of Sif Beis and the Ramah. Hago Yesh Aimrim, Misha Nase Benoi Bar Mitzvah, Yvorech Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sheptarani Mi Onshei Shel Zeh. So that is, you should make a bracha b'shem u'malchus. Then the Ramah says, v'toiv levorech b'loi shem u'malchus, would be preferable to make a bracha without shem u'malchus. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim, Sivkot Nevov. Hainu k'shenase ben shlois esrei v'yom echot, that means he's starting now the 14th year, and he should make this bracha. Va'achshav nogu shloi levorech at sho shahanar mispalol betzibur beteres shliach tzibur. The minig is that the bracha is only made when it's mefusim that he's a godol. So this pirsum could come about in a few afanim, or that he's davening for the omit, so that's a raya, he's a godel. Oishu koire b'toiro b'shabes rishayna. So koire b'toiro poshet, the Sharetzim wants to say that means he's a bal koire. So he's a bal koire, so b'stom he's a godel. And then the Sharetzim wants to be mitzaded because me'ikar adin, a cotton is oile l'minyan shive. So meiker adin, you can give a cotton an aliyah. So by giving him an aliyah, we don't. This is not when it's mefusim that he's a godul. So that's why it's saying when he lays the Torah. Ishu koyrei ba Torah b'shabbos rishayne. So the kriya is zicher a pirsum that he's a godul. He's laying the Torah for the tzibur. But then the Sharetzim wants to say, but since our minig is we never give a cotton an aliyah b'minyan shiva, so memela, so if you call him up from the shiva oilem, that's also a shas pirsum, or let's say he becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the week and you call him up in the middle of the week, so that's a pirsum, so you can make then birchas bor sheptarani. Now there is a tumul if you call him up for maftar in Shabbos, if he can make bar sheptarani because a cotton is oil la maftar, so memela, so could be there's no pirsum. So others say you should not make bar sheptarani then. Others say and any mokim of pirsum lav davke, that it's proving that he's a godel, but any mokim of pirsum one can make the bar sheptarani. Let us see further. Mitzvah al ha'odom lases su'ude b'yoyim shenase b'noi ba'mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to make a su'ude k'yoyim shenichnas l'chupa. Just like when he's nichnas l'chupa, you make a sude, so this is kiyem shenichnas l'chupe, v'haynu b'yem shenichnas l'shnas arba esrei. We'll come back a little to try to elaborate on the inyan of this mitzvah. V'tam hasude mishum da'achshav nase ish Yisrael shenitztave b'mitzvei satoire. Now he became an ish that's mitzvah and mitzvahs, that means a transition occurred. Till now he was a cotton, now he's a godel shemachuyiv lemitzvahs. In because of this transition that occurred, that is why we make a sude. V'manar, so memela, so the suda should be made the day becomes bar mitzvah. V'manar doyresh, if the nar is doyresh, divrei toyreh, v'sudas mitzvah, afilu einay ba'oysoy hayayim. We'll come back to this. Sheptarani me'onsha. You make bocha sheptarani me'onsha. So what einish are we speaking about? Perish. Da'ad achshav nena sha'ov kshachota habein. Till now, the chet habein is the father, is nenash kshachota habein. Bishvil sh'loi chinchoi le'mitzvei satoire. That means it's the obligation of the father, mitzad chinuch, so he's responsible on the actions of the cotton. And if he's responsible, so therefore, if the cotton, if he was unsuccessful with his chinuch, so he'll be nenash, because he wasn't mekayim his chiyuv. But this responsibility of the actions of the of his child is till he becomes a bar mitzvah. So then the father has the responsibility to be mechanechem and to see that his actions should be al pi ha-Torah. But va'achshav shenase ish. Now he became a ish, he has the responsibilities lie on the bar mitzvah bocha, mechuyevu lischazik ba'atzmai lemitzvus Hashem yisborach. So that means that till now, if the cotton was chayte, so the father was nenish for that chet. Now, after the bar mitzvah, if the cotton will be chayte, so the father is not nenash anymore because there's no chiyev chinuch on him anymore. So therefore, that's the pshat and the broche, sheptorani me'onshei shelze. Now I will not be punished for the actions of my son, since he's a ish b'fnei atzmoi.
His father is not enough intelligent in order to be high on the father to be punished. He's not intelligent, he's
Am Oretz is nothing to Al Kaponim, the Chiyuvim which are on the cotton, that's his Chiyuvim.
Maybe he's not also, he's going according to his father way. He's following his father.
Let's talk, we're talking about a unique case. Poshet was speaking about a father who had obligations. That's pshat in this bracha, and the obligations were serious. That means he'd be nenash for the actions of his son. But Al Kaponim, but now that he's bar mitzvah, so now this obligation of chinuch falls off of him, so sheptarani me'onshei shalaza. But let's just finish. So that's pshat de broche. V'da. So now he says something further. Da'af apish yeshuv ein olav inyan chinuch. That is 100% true, that the chiyuv of chinuch is not noyig anymore. Mikol mokim, yesh olav mitzvah seichoche, k'sheroi yeshein misnai k'shure. The din chinuch falls off, but there now the cotton is mechuyev, so there's a chiyev teichoche, like there's a chiyev teichoche, and then the other yid. Chiyedu mashomu chazal kol mi sheyesh loy limchoiz banshei beisoi ve'neimoich anitvas bavoin anshei beisoi kol mi sheyesh loy limchoiz banshire ve'neimoich. So there's a din, if one is capable of being moiche and preventing anshei beisoi for doing averes, and if he doesn't do it, he'll be nenash on that he wasn't moiche, and that's his chiyuv now. Now I'd like to elaborate a little in Shiurei Rab Reuven on Masechta Sukkah. He says the chiyuv chinuch of the father on a child is very unique. And he explains as follows. He explains that there's Amor Dike Rivosh, the Rivosh, this is Adiraisa Dike Din, and the Chiyuv Chinuch that the Rabbanan made follows the guidelines of the Adiraisa Dike Chiyuv. There's Amor Dike Rivosh. The Rivosh says there's a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So the Rivosh says, we won't go into the reasons why he says it, but that's what he says. He says the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is not on the father. The mitzvah is on the child. The child is mechuyev livdei sesatzmoy. But there is a problem. You have a 30-day-old child, which he can't be memali any of his chiyuvim. So the Torah said that the father is obligated to be mekayim the chiyuv of his son. But it's not the father's chiyuv, it's the son's chiyuv. But he's oimid bimkoimoy to be memale the chiyuv. That's a din d'oraisa by Pidyon HaBen. So that means, so he's responsible to see that his son's chiyuvim should be niskayim. He says, we see another din. We see a din that if a father has a bechir, so erev Pesach, the father fasts. Why does the father fast? He's not a b'chor. But because ba'etzim the son is b'chor, a b'chor is b'chuyiv to fast, erev Pesach. No, a b'chor, a cotton, we can't obligate him to fast for himself, so the father fasts for the son. So the din chinuch of a father to a son is pshat is that Chazal said, you're b'mkaim the son. All his obligations have to be niskayim through you. So now what if the son didn't do it, so then the father's nenash. That's why he's nenash if the son did not do his obligations, because it's mutal on you to see that the aveira should not be done, the mitzvah should be niskayim. So it's your responsibility. If it wasn't niskayim, so you'll be nenish on this. That's the din of the chinuch of a father and a son. What? No. The bris is the fear of the father to be malusam. There's a difference. That's the reverse. There's a difference between Pidyon HaBen and the bris. The mitzvah is the mitzvah on the father. The Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah is on the son. Forget, that's why we see, by if a father's malusam, he says, lomo les haben, with a lamed. Sivon lomo, there's a chiv on me. If by the Pidyon HaBen he makes al Pidyon HaBen, because it's not his mitzvah, it's the son's mitzvah. So that's one of the rayas of the Rivosh. So Mamela, so Rab Reuven says there's a kasha of the Prima Godim, why doesn't the father make Shepatrani Me'oinshe Shalzeh when his daughter becomes a Gdoila? So he says, this halacha that the Torah made him b'mkoim haben, and he's responsible for the actions of the ben, this is only in chinuch habonim, and that we see by the reise, by Pidyon HaBen, also the Torah made such a thing by a ben. By a bas, the chiyuv chinuch on a bas is not this darga. He's mechuyev to be mechanecha. If she doesn't do it, he's not nenash because she didn't do it. This is only the chiyuv chinuch of al haben. So therefore he says that the prim godim is sakasha. Why doesn't the father make it? It's brought on only by a ben, not by a bas. He says because the broch is now he won't be nenesh anymore. He says the chiyuv chinuch which was existent till now became he's potter from this mitzvah shepotrani me onshei shelzeh. That means what the child. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, listen, that's there was a special chiyuv of chinuch that you were b'mkoim haben, that falls off, that you make a broche. But now there's a chiyuv teichochet that. And the person is nanishi who wasn't mechir, but it's a different gathering ganzen. It doesn't pater the father, but it's a different suit. The broche has a pshat. That's what. Let's go a little further, and then we'll come back. V'toyv levorich Beloy Shema Malchus. So now the Ramah says it would be preferable not to make a brach. Mishum shloi huskra brach ezu b'gmore. The Gemara doesn't bring down this brach. It's a medrash. Chen hatik b'derech ha-chaim. Omnom das agro b'biyuri demachash huskra brach ezu b'medrash. ובמריל עושה כן הלוך אל המייסי, יש לבורך בשם המלכס, באים בחיי אודם שכוסף גם כן, למבורך לא יפסיד.
We don't do
a rave of Klal Yisrael do not make a bracha b'shem HaMalchus. Now the Tshuvas Van Hoggis wants to say his own reason why we don't say Shem HaMalchus. So he says, because what's the whole bracha? The bracha is that I was mutal alai to be mechanachim, and memele, and if I wasn't mechanachim until now, I'm not mechanachim, so I'm responsible for his actions. So memele, now this chiyuv is nifka after he becomes bar mitzvah. He says, but what is if you want mechanachim properly before, and he does averis later? So memele, these averis we can attribute to your lack in the chinuch alts cotton. That means that he's doing averis now. I mean, there's a ripple effect. I wasn't mechanachim properly as cotton. So memelis, if he does averis now, you'll be nenash now for what you weren't mechanachim as cotton, if that's the reason for his actions. She says, how can we say, she says, if we would know we made a proper chinuch. So say, no, this chiv patrani me'anshi shel zeh. But who can say we made a proper chinuch? So therefore, that's why. That's another reason. Says we don't make a bracha. That we don't make a bracha b'shem HaMalchus. There is a now. We had a reason for the suda. One reason for the suda is that became now a ish a bar mitzvah. There was a transition over here, and because of that, there's a mitzvah to make a suda. He became a ish bar mitzvah. Others say another svara. They bring from the levush another svara that the suda of the bar mitzvah is because he was nigmal miyetzer hara. Others there's a medrash that. Avraham made a mishta gadol b'yoyim he gomel as benoi, that was by the bar mitzvah, that he was nigma miyetzer hara. So l'chay nigma miyetzer hara means that till the bar mitzvah, the yetzer hara was the sole leader and deyazogah by the cotton. The parents are b'mokim the yetzer hara. Aval kaponim, he was the cotton alone only had the yetzer hara guiding him. When it comes to the bar mitzvah, the yetzer toiv comes to the yetzer. So that's why. So now it's a different ball game already. Now you have a yetzer hara, but you have a yetzer toiv also. That's the reason for the suda. So I once thought, so it could very well be, we say that you should make a suda. Kiyam shenichnas lechuper. I mean, what's the comparison? But could be the comparison is muradik, that the whole, what's the simcha of an asuin that he acquired an ezer? Till now, ashori b'reisha, ashori b'lei teira, ashori b'lei chayma, ashori b'lei simcha. He's a muradik achosa, and through the nesuim he gets an ezer. So that's the simcha of the nesuim. Baruch Hashem, I got an ezer. So b'zeh rampin, that's the same thing by the bar mitzvah. Till the bar mitzvah, he only had a yetzer hara without anyone helping him. Now he got the ezer. So this is perhaps the similarity of a bar mitzvah to a chasana. Let us go further. Haroye pri chadosh. A person sees a new peri, mischadish mishona l'shona, which means that till now, this is a peri that each year there's a season that it comes out. So he sees a pri chadosh mischadish mishona l'shona, So there's a meridika simcha. The simcha is that we got a new crop. That means a new crop grew. This peiri is symbolizing us that there was a new crop. So that's a simcha. So this year we don't have to depend on last year's peiris. We got a new crop. Is mavorech shechiyonu. So on the riyah alone, you make a shechiyonu. Make a shechiyonu that, fine. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mavorech shechiyonu. Ve'einei elo rishus. Now, this is not a chiyuv. Dilei mavorech loy me'anish. The reason for this is because the Iker Takone of Shechyonu was by a mitzvah habo mizman lezman. That's the takonin. I Shechyonu lezman hazad, that I'm capable of mekayim mitzvahs lulav, mitzvahs matzah. So memela, that was the takonin, and that's the chiyuv. Now, this din, so now I have a simcha that the crop came, it's also mizman hazad, I was able to live to see that a new crop came. So this is similar to Bicha Shechiyonu, but it's not the etzem takon of the Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu was by mitzvahs habo mizman lezman. And these are peiris habo mizman lezman, so this is not a chiyuv. So therefore he doesn't make the bracha lo yimei onesh, mikomo kimroi li zoyer shloi levatlo. It is a bracha that one should zikhe make, and the deer should be down from the Chashulchan, kiblu kechoiva, vakel nizorim, but klayisor was mekabel on themselves, this mitzvah. So it's like a chayva, so it's one should make sure to make it. We will see, perhaps, I don't know if today we'll see, but there's a very, very big tumul bizmaneinu, if you make a shechiyonu on peiris, since in our day and age, during the year, we can get all peiris, where all peiris are accessible to us. So memela, that's a whole tumul which will be discussed in Sivo. But our kaponim, we're speaking about when there was a simcha. B'yad, so memela, you make a baruch. V'achivu l'rei b'yad chavei o'ele ilon. So there's a Yimeka Shechyonu, even though I'm not eating it, I see my chavas holding from the new crop, or he sees it on the tree. So Lemaise Yimeka Shechyonu, Och Hashem, the tree gave out new peiris. We'll have peiris this year. V'nogu, but the minig is, that's me dine the chazal. V'nogu, but the minig is lo levoich atshas achila. The minig is we make the Shechyonu on the new crop, not when we see it, but when we have hanor sachila from it, which is a greater hanor. Now I'm eating the new crop of plums, of oranges, of melon, some emele. So then we make the Shechyonu on the new crop. Ago, umishabech b'shasri lehipsit. If you made the bracha lefi Dina de Chazal, you didn't lose anything. Ve'en levorich, this bracha should only be made at shenigma tashlam gidol ha-peiri. That means the peiri is grown completely. Fine. Vim loy birich, but if it's not grown completely, so the simcha is not bishlamis. Vim loy birich b'ri yirishayne, yochel levorich b'ri yishni, you can make by the second riyah also. B'yad chaveiros, even though I don't have it, the ikra niskan al simchas aleiv. The simchas aleiv shemesameach al tzmichas pri chodesh. The simcha is that Baruch Hashem, that the new crop grew, that is peiros this year. Atshas achila. The misha ain liboy sameich b'riyosoi rak b'chilosoi, because there's other people. Good, there's a new crop. Kozman, he's not eating from it. He doesn't have any simcha. Well, when he'll eat it, then he has a simcha. The kulam me'boich rak b'chilosoi. So then Yuzicha will not make b'shasri. And it's totally in each person bazundel. L'cheinogu tamid bazem mishum leiplug, that everyone makes b'shas achila. The Dirsha brings down a very interesting machlokes. Rav Shmuel Wozner said that perhaps we can understand this. He says, this halacha is like this. If a person, Bizman Chazal, you saw Baruch Hashem, the new crop, someone is eating it, it's on the tree. It's a simcha, Baruch Hashem. So you make a bracha, Shech Yonu, Baruch Hashem, the tree gave out peiros. But what if a person, he sees the tree gave out peiros, and for some reason, he doesn't feel any simcha. Simcha is a dover shetoli b'leib. He doesn't feel. So when I look at the tree, I don't have any simcha. So then, I don't make it. Then it says, we don't make a bracha, Shech Yonu. What's Shech Yonu? Then you make Shech Yonu when you eat it. And then it seems you do have a simcha. So now there's a machlokes, but what? When he eats it, he also doesn't have a simcha. He ate a new plum. This is the plums, and he eats it, and he doesn't have a simcha. Rav Shmuel Wozner says, so you don't make a bracha. The whole thing is based on the simcha that one acquires from a new peri. Either the riyah, the achila, but if he doesn't have a simcha, so finished. We'll talk about Rosh Hashanah in 1 minute. But others say, Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Chaim Knievsky said that that's a loy plugavedi. That means, even though he doesn't have any simcha, but since this is, we make a Shech Yonah ready, even though he doesn't have a simcha. Now that we make Rosh Hashanah, so there's a Meridik involved from, I think, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Obach, Rabbi Eliashiv, that Be'emison, the real reason we make this, there's a suffix if you make a Shech Yonah on the Yom. Right. Me'ikar Adin, you should make the Shech Yonah on the Yom. When you pass the Me'ikar Adin, you can make a Shech Yonah. I remember I was once eating Atzboch and Terev Edas, and the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yanke, was there also. And I forgot, I think it was a Sabra, maybe it was another food. So he made a Shech Yonah, and he ate it. And then he said, Boruch Hashem Me'ikra Din Kemamachna Shech Yonah, after Yontef, because it seems he wasn't spoiled from the Peri at all. So Al Kaponim, so the whole Shech Yonah and the Peri is only a backup. So for our backup, we can use many svaras. Well, we don't have enough. Can you use it for a backup? It's good enough. They say they've been from Rabbi Eliashiv a meiridik chiddush. And Rabbi Eliashiv says that, like this is a suffix, should I make the Shech Yonah on the kiddush? Is it a different yontif, the same yontif? It's a suffix. So we say, listen. There's a peri in front of you, so you think. So after that, you don't make a Shech Yonah on the yontif, the Shech Yonah will be on the peri, fine. So he says, in reality, one should not make a Shech Yonah. Let's say I'm making a Shech Yonah on a mitzvah, in Eretz Yisrael, I make a Shech Yonah on mitzvah smila, to make a Shech Yonah by the bris. So a mail or a Shech Yonah by Pidyon HaBen, he makes a Shech Yonah. And I have now a new suit. So I make one Shech Yonah. I bought a new suit for the bris, for the Pidyon HaBen. So my mailer, so now I make a Shech Yonah. So they say, no. They're two different things. This is Shech Yonah on a mitzvah. This is a Shech, it's a Habo Mizman Lizman, which is a Chiyav. This is a Shech Yonah on a new suit. Make two Shech Yonahs. So because it's two in Yonim, you shouldn't. It's a subject if you ever mind the loss of pot, but you shouldn't. It's not proper. It's maybe the evidence will be good, but you shouldn't. It's two different things. Don't make a kugel. So Rabbi Yashiv says, but by the Mekadosh, he's in a dilemma. He doesn't know Shemekha Shech Yonah, so he has to use this as a backup. But he says the Bnei Bayis, I'm going to Kechidosh, the Bnei Bayis, they should have been Zin, I want to be Yoitze, or he should also, I want to be Yoitze them into Shech Yonah on the Kiddush, not on the Peri. They want to eat the Peri, let them make their own Shech Yonah. Because Be'etzim, so therefore the Shech Yonah of the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah is not a normal case. It's a case where we need a backup. And we're saying, and that, yeah, Now let's go a little further. V'ayim b'pchi megodim shekosav l'chatchile nochim l'voich shechionu koidim v'achekach yevoich brocha horuyo lo. V'hu adin im toim ma'at v'achekach m'voich shechionu efshir d'gam zeh toim. U'b'diyeved im birich shechionu acha ha'broche shebirich
Now let us explain what there's a tremendous problem over here. The Shechionu is a Rishus. We said before, good, but the Shechionu is a Rishus, and Bikadin can make it on the rear. The Broche is a Chayva. I mean, I make a Bar Preitz, this is a Chayva. So there's a big Shaila. If I made a Beire Priya Eitz, now to make a Shechionu, could be it's a Hefzik. Batsim, it's a Rishus, and you could have made it before also. So Memele, there's a Svora to say it would be a Hefzik. It would be a Hefzik, because you don't, the Beire Priya Eitz is a Chiyuv, the Shechionu is not a Chiyuv, so it could be it's a Hefzik. So therefore, the Eitz is to make the Shechionu first, and then make the Bar Preitz. That's the ideal hanhoge. If you ate a little bit, I didn't eat the kezaisa, so I'm not finished eating, and I make the shechionu and the little bit, could be it's also not a hefsik, because it's cold, I'm still in the middle of eating, I just started eating, so it could be it's preferable. But if I didn't eat at all, so others hold it's a hefsik because be'etzim it's a rishus. He says, but the yevad it's good. Now the dirsh brings down amore de kehore, and we'll stop with this ha'ore. That means the mishabur, he mentions this in Sharetzim, if there's a birchas choive, and the second broch is a rishus, so l'chore the second broch is a hefsik between the birchas choive and the achile. So you shouldn't, that's why it's not preferable to do that. So he brings down the dirusha amurah dikakasha. The women who sit in a sukkah, so they make, let's say, they make a moitzi, and then make a leishe b'sukkah, leishe b'sukkah. Now, the azchorim who do this, it's very proper. They make the bichas hanenin. Then lemaisa is a bichas hamitzvahs. I'm not allowed to eat without being in the sukkah. I said make a broch on the sukkah. So the leishay basukkah is not a hefsek between the achila. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm making having hanor. So I make all my broches. Moitzi al achilas matzah, and then you eat your matzah. I mean, I make a bichas hamitzvahs, and then I eat. But a woman, who she's sitting in the sukkah, so l'chayre, she makes a leishe b'sukkah, very good, you're not mitzuvah, and ain't a mitzuvah voice, fine, good, so also machloikas, she makes it, good, we'll buy that, you can make it, won't be a brocha l'batola, but for you to make it after the moitzi, that already is a big problem. I mean, you're not mechuyev in a leishe b'sukkah, you just made a bichas hanene, so l'chayre, tainis, it should be that when women make a leishe besukkah, they should make first the leishe besukkah and then
but
the
husband usually is motzi, his wife, no?
Okay, so that.
But she's by herself, she makes leishe besukkah as a hefsek between
the motzi and the
motzi, those. But that's the way it's a.
Okay, the way it says in the siddur, because in the machzor, because by the man it is that way. He says the minig is the women always do it, but he says al pi cheshben, it's l'chayin areiska.
What's the proper way when you have exotic wood, exotic fruit?
Yeah.
And it's kilayim. Usually, we put the machmir in to make shechianu on those fruits.
It's mulkev. Peres mulkev. So the din is.
So it's kilayim.
It's mulkev. It's mulkev. So now
like
the
kiwi.
Yeah, kiwi is mulkev, yeah?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm not pecan. So
some people that don't even make a bracha on it. It's like mukze.
No. So now the Biralocha speaks about peres mulkovim.
You spoke about it already?
No, I didn't. I didn't mention it, but you mentioned it now. So the Bir Halacha speaks about Peres Malkovim, that an Issa was done, that an Issa was done, and there's a Machloikis, if you make a Shechiyonu,
yes.
You're allowed to eat it. By Shechiyonu was a
Shechiyonu.
Yeah. And Shechiyonu is a Machloikis if you do make it. But now, our Peres Malkovim are grown from a seed that was grown from a seed that